Bill Gardner is the first vice president of the State Firemen and Fire Marshals Association of Texas. He joins us today to offer his thoughts.
Hello. I want to spend a few minutes speaking with you about why people volunteer to be a firefighter or an EMS responder and why they continue to do that. During the past few days, that thought has come to your minds, my mind, and other minds across the country. There's many reasons that people give for wanting to be a firefighter or an EMT. Those are reasons are as varied as the different men and women that participate and do that. Some of those people, the reason is they want to give back to their communities. They want to provide service. For some of those people, they want to be involved and have wanted to be involved since they were children because their families have been involved. Their neighbors have been involved. And that's what you do when you're in that community. The reasons vary, but the commitment's the same. When you get into the fire service and you get into being an EMT and you get into responding, there's a reason you stay. It may not necessarily have been the reason that brought you to the firehouse, but there's a reason you stay. That reason to stay is because you get to be part of something that's bigger than yourself. It's bigger than one man. More importantly, you get a chance to live your life to the fullest. Benjamin Franklin, a great leader in our country, the founder of the Volunteer Fire Service, and a great innovator in firefighter techniques, had a quote about life. It goes like this. Dost thou love life? Then don't squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of. Our brothers showed their commitment. They showed that they would not squander time. They got the opportunity to live their life to the fullest. Now it's our turn to remember them. It is our time to remember that we must continue to live our lives. We must continue on. On Thursday, while sitting with the firefighters in the West Fire Station, a chaplain came in and led us in a prayer. During that prayer, he said something that I struggled with and stuck with me for the past few days. During that prayer, he talked about, Lord promised light from darkness, meaning that from time of sadness and evil and bad, that there would be good, there would be light. While I have had a hard time over the past few days looking for that light and looking for that understanding, I now begin to see that. And I want to share those lights that I'm seeing at the end, the brightness that's coming with you, so you can start living your life and start continuing to make sure you get that time and you don't squander it. One of the things that I'm beginning to see is the love, compassion, and strength this state, this nation, has and is able to provide to the family, friends, loved ones of its heroes. This demonstration by our brothers and sisters of the fire service, of EMS, the elected officials, leaders, and citizens reaching out to help shows that compassion. This is also seen by those wishing the family healing and sympathy on every social media outlet that you can find, and the common wearing of red showing the support for West and the West Fire Department and West EMS. There's more good things that you begin to see. You begin to see that these firefighters helped maintain and keep the unification of the fire service. They brought brothers and sisters to help during a tragic time, no matter where they were in the country. If they were a volunteer, if they were paid, if they were from a big city or a small town, they came to help. These brothers and sisters wanted to make sure that our families of our fallen heroes were supported. In closing, I say to you, while the light coming from the darkness is not as bright as we want it to be, it exists. While the time we have is something we don't wish to squander, but to live to the fullest. The families, remember, we will always love and support you as your family member loved and supported us. We will also remember them. They will never be forgotten. And this will be a reminder for us to take each day and not to squander the time, but to live our life to the fullest in service. Thank you.